So Ki Asa Rav Dimi Omar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Elezer. Now there's a few of these anyway. So Ben Yaakov. So now we're getting into the wide lines, wideish lines. Meis Toyface Arba Amos the Kriyashma. Meis seizes right four Amos to Kriyashma, meaning you can't read Kriyashma in the Dalit Amos of a deceased person to receive Loeg Larosh, because he's mocking the poor, meaning the poor, he's not able to do mitzvahs. Chorif Oseyu, he's disregard, well, he's not blaspheming, but he's negative towards his maker.
Once he's putting the next thing about the
mace
now,
what is it? Yeah, good question, girl. I don't know. Why do you put the mace things together? Don't know. Amar
Yitzchak. Specifically, Kriyashma or any mitzvah?
Well, seemingly any mitzvah, yeah. Like, is that when we put tzitzis in when we go to the. Right. Amar Yitzchak, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Choragta, his stepdaughter, Hagdela ben Achim, who grows up with her step brothers, meaning, right? Asurli Nosela Achim, even though she's offered to marry one of them, why? To mischazya ki achsayim, because it looks like she's their sister. That's his opinion. But the Gemara says, below he call it Isla the Milsa. No, people know about it, and they know that's a stepsister, so therefore it won't be a problem.
There was a case in a
market shemesh. That's yeah. Okay. But Amar Rebbe Yitzchak, Amar Rebbe Yochanan, Mishum Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov, Leket. Shicha Upeya. So these are Matnas Aniyim, yeah. So which are potter from Trumas and Maisos, like Hefka is potter from Trumas and Maisos. Shosam Begor, and he made them in a gor, and he put them in like in some kind of agricultural pile, yeah. But Huk Rula Maisos, therefore they're fixed for Maisos. I mean, you would have to take Trumas and Maisos for them, yeah. Which is a Dindra Bonan, which you're going to see. Amar Ula says Ula Lo Amran. We only say this El Basada. It's one in the field because it looks like. It's like an agricultural thing, and you've got to take Trumas and Maisos of Alba Iya, right? Kala Isle in the middle, so there's a voice to the matter, meaning everyone realizes that he's just an Oni, just stockpiling.
And if it was in the Sadeh, people might think that he a Sadeh,
which is not taking Trumas and Maisos. Maybe it's a Shlech, but it's Shach, the person who owns the field. But Amar Yitzchak, Amar Yechon, Mishum Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Yolda Chusim Yitefach. So we've got a young tree that's less than a tefach tall. Sorry. Eina mikadeshes es zroim. It can't sanctify, meaning sanctify in a bad sense. I mean, it can't make these seeds also b'hana. I mean, normally with kalayim, with kalayakerem, it's different for normal kalayim because in the event that there was a mixture, the things will become also to benefit from them. So that's called kiddush, right? So, but if it's a little tree, it doesn't have the power, right? V'hani mili, that only applies when it's shtayim keneged shtayim, v'achas yotze zonov. That's when it's this like halachic kerem, which you've got two by two and one sticking out. So that's like just, but a val, kuli kerem put makdish. But if it's a big, proper kerem, you know, like a Matzias sticker, wow, that's a kerem, then it would. So Rashi says this is a bit of a strange. He wants to say this is going according to the opinion that holds that the kalayim only applies by certain things with canvas and luff, that you mix them with vineyards, and the other seeds would be like flax, or not flax is a bad thing, you know, your caraway seeds. Or caraway, I don't know what caraway seeds are. But anyway, you mixed it with your caraway seeds, so that won't be a derisa. So in such a case, we only make this din derabonon that you have to. It's a problem of kalayim when it's a real big orchard. But if it's just like one of these like small little halachic orchard, it would not apply.
Well, okay. But it's the same yard that we're talking about. It would be either it'd be this small halachic field or big caraway.
It's five little trees or. You know, 150.
Is this
Kilayim Yoraisa? No, that's what I said, it's the Rabbanu.
And if it's not...
Because it doesn't make sense, right? If it's Rashi says it doesn't make sense. You know what I mean? What, sometimes yeah, sometimes not? You know what I mean? Kilayim's Kilayim, you know what I mean? Once, if you have a Kerem.
And if we say the Rabbanu becomes Kilayim, why? Because it looks like Kilayim, it will... Why? Not a real Kilayim, right?
It will lead to, yeah, it will lead to.
Okay.
because certain seeds are, yeah, correct. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Yeah, Meis Toifes of Amos Latuma. Right, so Gil noted, so why was not this put, wasn't this put with the other halacha? That a Meis is, he seizes four Amos for Tuma, meaning if you would go in his vicinity, you will become Tommy. Yeah, Matanatuna, we've learned it at a Tanaic source that seems to indicate this as well. So we've got Kotzer Keva, we've got the courtyard of the Keva. So we said the Keva, basically in the old days, they used to bury in catacombs. There was a cave and there was a little
entrance
chambers and little, like, they put mason in there, right? So you got your cave, and outside the cave you have like an entrance cave. So Kotzer Keva, Ha'oimi B'Soicha, the person who's standing inside of it is Tahor, right? Because he's not in the room of the deceased person. Yeah, so therefore it's going to be okay, right? Because it's two separate rooms, right? The tumor's isolated in the Keva, but it doesn't go to the Kotzer. There's walls. That's what, by definition, two rooms. But this is an open. There's an open doorway, but that doesn't matter. That's like a door. I mean, there's two separate domains. But who should you, on the condition, Shiuba of Amos, Divrei Beis Shammai. It has to be the Cheshivos, to have an area to make it like an independent entity, yeah, then it would have to have Dalad Amos, according to Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel Omrim, Beis Hillel say, Arba Tavachim. It only needs to be, if it would be Arba Tavachim, that was sufficient space to consider it it's an independent entity. B'meir Dovrim Amorim. When do we say this? Shepischa Milamala. That is when that you basically, it's like a manhole, and you kind of like, to get into the cave, you just kind of drop, or Rashi says drop down. Yeah. Aval Pischa Minatzad. But if it's the Pischa Minatzad, which is basically like a mikveh, imagine there wasn't water in the mikveh, you've got the steps that go into the hole, right? So then, Divrei Kol Arba Amos. Then you would need four Amos. That means even Beis Hillel would agree to Beis Shammai that you would need four Amos in order to be to be considered a separate entity, and you would not become Tommy. So the Gemara jumps in. It says Kalapi Laya. It says, where's this facing towards where you're going? Meaning you're in the wrong direction. Adarabba. The opposite makes sense, because what's the issue over here? Yeah, the issue is, they were concerned that a person would inadvertently, whilst climbing up, he would like put his hand over where the tumor is. Yeah, meaning, yeah, there's two separate things, right? The chot says tahor, right? And the keva's tummy. So, but if you start like leaning over the keva, right? So you're like leaning over the tumor. So if you're leaning over the tumor and like mile over the tumor, then you'd be Tommy, and we don't want that to happen. So in order to prevent that to happen, we've got to make a distinction. We've got to make sure that your person realizes, you know, where he is. Yeah. But in the case of where he's the manhole keva, when he's climbing up, he's got to like straddle it. You know what I mean? Like you're going to put your feet against the sides of the wall or something. They're going to be like Spider-Man or something. You have to climb up, and then when you get to the top, you like kind of put your arm over, yeah, to pull yourself up, and over that you're actually putting your hand over where the cave. So therefore you're going to be affected by the oil tumor. So that's, so in order to prevent that, we should have a big room, you know, like if it's dialed Amos, then I suppose you climb up the other side, yeah, or you're aware of it. But if it's a small space confined, when small spaces, you got small space, sometimes people knock things over, things happen, you know, so you're going to create a big space.
We just said from the top, then Beis Hillel holds four.
Yeah, that's what we're going to say. We're
going
to, so we're going to change it, exactly, that's what we're going to do.
Okay.
We're going to say it's the opposite, right? So Kalapi Laya, Adarava, Minatzad, from Minatzad, it's his midrid, it slopes, Renofik, and he goes up. Yeah, so basically, you got the steps, and it's kind of, it's Masudah. Yeah, milamala. But if he comes from above, meaning there's no steps to the side, yeah, efsha de lo mile. It's impossible that he's not going to be mile and go over the mace. So we're going to change it. Ella, b'med of amorim. When do we say this? That Beis Hillel would say that four tefachim is enough. It should fiskum in a tzad when it has got some steps from the side. So since you got some steps from the side, about fiskum milamala, about its pesach milamala, Right, it's the manhole kind of thing. And we need Arbor Amos. End of Bricer, or corrected Bricer. Yeah, but Hani Mealy. And that, this is, yeah, Chater Keva, right? The Mesaima, that it's distinct. It's Mechit Stot, it's walls. Right, Aval Mace Ba'alma, but if it were a mace that wouldn't have some kind of like a, it'd be in a separate place, then we would say, I just lost my place, we would say no. About Mace Ba'alma, Tophis would seize the Dalet Amos around it. So basically the focus of Rashi points out that basically saying, we've seen this bright that it said, in a case where you're in like separate rooms and one and it's distinct, then you are Tahor. Right? So it sounds that in a case where you're not, there's no separation between you both, no like point of like to be able to tell, then it's mashmah that you'll be Tomei. So therefore, as soon as you're, so we see that the mace basically its space expands, it seizes the area around it, and therefore a person will be Tomei. And I suppose that we would say that it's Dalet Amos, like we normally say by other halachas, that a person's personal space is Dalet Amos.